You're listening to SBS News.
For two decades, Settlement Services International has helped asylum seekers and refugees transition to a new life. The organisation employs almost 1,000 people across Australia, but a drastic drop in revenue and an immigration halt means many workers are now at risk of losing their jobs. Chief Executive Violet Remiliotis says the charity has been forced to cut costs.
The biggest challenge is that at this stage we're looking at essential business continuity and we're looking at positions that we could reduce hours, and that's what we've done this week. It's been a very difficult week for the organisation, but we're very firm that at this stage no redundancies. We want everyone to keep their jobs.
It's not the only charity struggling due to COVID-19 restrictions. New research by advocacy group Social Ventures Australia and the Centre for Social Impact found 90% of charities are now operating at a loss. More than 200,000 jobs could be cut, and one in six charities may be forced to close within 6 months. CSI Chief Executive Christy Muir says most charities have little reserves to fall back on in a crisis.
What we found when we modelled a 20% drop in revenue was alarming. We know that our charities are the thread of our social fabric. They provide support for our most vulnerable. Everybody knows that, but actually charities affect everybody.
Australian Council of Social Service Chief Executive Cassandra Goldie says the federal government's JobKeeper payments are helping to keep charities afloat, but she fears that will change when the temporary scheme ends.
We cannot have that cliff in October. We're very worried about what that means currently for security of jobs. 80% of the workforce in the charitable sector are women. So it's extremely important that the government grapples with the hard facts of this kind of analysis.
Charities are calling for a gradual easing of support payments, increased funding, and more incentives to encourage people to donate. Assistant Minister for Charities Zed Seselja says the government is not planning to extend JobKeeper, and he is confident a restart of the economy will benefit the charity sector.
As we open up and as the states and territories open up, it will become easier for those commercial ventures which support charities to operate. It will of course become more reasonable for fundraisers to occur.
But with international borders remaining closed for now, charities relying on the arrival of new migrants say they'll continue to face an uncertain future. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.